We are joined by Jamaica Miles from All of Us Community Action Group, who appeared in Saratoga Springs Court on Tuesday, January 4th, and asked the judge to dismiss charges against her for unlawful imprisonment and disorderly conduct, but neither were dropped. Miles will reappear in court later this month on January 20th for a hearing. And Jamaica is here to talk about what happened, what's been happening, and give us a little bit of an update. So Jamaica, welcome back to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you for having me back.
So can you just first remind us what happened on July 14th, 2021 that even brought you to court on Tuesday?
Sure. Let's do a quick recap. There was a protest on July 14th, 2021. We are now 6 months out. And then in September, warrants were issued, and I was arrested on September 9th for unlawful imprisonment and disorderly conduct. Then last month, there were motions filed, but also the judge called a conference asking the district attorney's office, hey, why hasn't Ms. Miles been offered an ACOD when other individuals with similar charges were? And would you offer her an ACOD? And the district attorney said no. And so Tuesday was the reading of her decision on the motions. And she said that she will not dismiss based on the face value of the case and is waiting to hear evidence based on in the interest of justice.
That's what will take place at the January 20th hearing?
Correct. On January 20th, it's an evidentiary hearing where both the prosecutor and the defense get to stand up and say, this is why it should be dismissed in the interest of justice. The prosecutor will be arguing against it.
And you mentioned there were about a dozen other activists that were arrested related to this protest on July 14th, 2021. And most of them got what you call ACODs, adjournment on contemplation of dismissal, which is basically if you don't do anything within a time period of like 6 months, then your charges are dropped. Is that what
they dismissed? But it is considered an admission of guilt. So most other people, their cases have been resolved in one way or the other. Myself and Lexis Figueroa, they have not been resolved, and they are not offering us the same plea deals that they've offered others.
Obviously, you don't clearly know why, but I'm still going to ask why.
In my humble opinion, it's because they are trying to make examples of the Black Lives Matter leaders that have been a part of and organizing the protests over the last, we're coming up on 2 years now, and they are trying to make an example of us. It is very much retaliation. Assistant Chief John Catone said he was going to use all of his connections over the last 130 years of his family's existence in Saratoga to stop the Black Lives Matter narrative. And then shortly thereafter, these charges happened. So I believe that the district attorney's office is supporting the attempts to stop the freedom of speech and the right to assemble that we exercised on July 14th.
Do you fear what might happen with the hearing on January 20th, or are you confident that these charges will get dropped?
So where it stands is that the unlawful imprisonment is a misdemeanor. The disorderly conduct is actually a violation. It's not even a crime as described in the law. The unlawful imprisonment, if I were convicted in a trial, holds up to a year in jail. There is the possibility of my freedom literally be taken away from me. And it is my belief that the district attorney's office is using that as leverage to try to convince me to stop what I'm doing.
And now Assistant Police Chief of Saratoga Springs, John Catone, is on his way out this month, but the district attorney, Karen Hagen, continues?
Correct. He's retiring. February 22nd, right after the evidentiary hearing, will be his last day. But the district attorney is still serving her term, right? She is an elected official. I do not know when she is up for office, but if there are any individuals looking to run for DA for Saratoga County, I suggest you consider so.
Now, is there anything else related to these warrants, these arrests that you want to make sure that we know about?
I think it's really important that people understand it's not about whether or not an ACOD is offered or not offered, because that is something the district attorney's office is trying to conflate. It is about the fact that the entire process is retaliation against the Black Lives Matter movement, that it is an attempt to prevent people from exercising their First Amendment rights. We are talking about, this is a civil rights case. This isn't just about whether or not the district attorney is giving everyone the same deal. It is about them using their power in office as a tool to prevent individuals from exercising their First Amendment rights.
Thank you for that. And have you ever been in a situation or seen examples where charges like this for expressing your freedom of speech or anyone's freedom of speech has been delivered in this manner?
There was an investigation into a protest. They spent months of resources and time investigating a grievance, right? And this is not something I have ever seen before. I've been actively engaged in protesting and civil disobedience for at least a decade now, and have not in the Capital Region ever seen a prosecutor's office spend any time or resources, or the police department spend any time or resources in investigating a protest and then later issuing warrants to have those individuals charged. The common practice is for an appearance ticket to be given, and then you have a court date later, as opposed to, I was arrested, I was handcuffed, I was processed, and appeared in court still handcuffed, as did a number of other individuals, some of them being held overnight for participating in a protest.
We are in the first week of January, and this is happening with the backdrop of the year anniversary of the January 6, 2021, what some call the insurrection at the Capitol. I wonder, like, what are your reflections on that white supremacist uprising? You know, is there any comparison to how you all as Black Lives Matter activists are being treated and charged in Saratoga Springs compared to what happened with that insurrection?
Absolutely. I think it's really important for us to be careful, because there are those that are upset that there hasn't been the same vigor to go after those individuals that were storming the Capitol. And saying, hey, when we protest, you do this to us, and they protested. One, they are two very different scenarios. We have not tried to overthrow the government. We have aired our grievance with the government and called for there to be change. That is very different than a massive group of individuals associated with white supremacists storming the Capitol, breaking windows, entering a building, and attempting a coup. Treason is not the same as your protected First Amendment right. That's number one. Number two, for us to recognize the current system of justice is not one that creates change or safety, that they will use January 6th not to further prosecute those that are already protected with privilege, but to use it as a tool to further attack Black Lives Matter activists and those that are fighting for LGBTQ rights or any other marginalized and oppressed group. So we must be careful not to be so excited to say, why are you not putting them in jail? Because then that is their opportunity to use that very tool against us.
Thank you for that clarification. And as we start to run out of time here, I just want to see if there's anything else that you want to make sure you fit in today, or if not, we're in a new year, 2022, and I'm curious how all of us sees this year ahead. What are you focusing on?
Well, specifically for All of Us Community Action Group, we actually are coming to the end of our Black Freedom Project survey, where we are specifically asking Black community members, what does it mean to have a safe, healthy, and thriving community? Our targets were here in the city of Schenectady, where to date, we've already received over 350 survey answers, specifically of Black community members. We're working with a research team down in New York City. It's a statewide project. We'll get the results back in February. and be able to use that as a tool to further engage the Black community, as well as lift up their voices and make sure elected officials are spending resources the way that are necessary, including the federal funds coming in and plans for tax revenues related to marijuana.
Great. Well, we look forward to seeing the results of that. Thank you for your work. And thank you for joining us today on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you.